I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is The Nest, our mini-sode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And since we're going to be spending a lot of time at home, it looks like, for the foreseeable future,
these
suggestions I think will be especially welcome. So this is our March edition of Watch, Read, Listen, where we tell you what we're watching, what we're reading, and what we're listening to. And man, I've been consuming a lot of stuff lately, Marjorie. I've just been
not surprising.
Absorbing things. I know. It's been fun. Okay, what are you watching?
Well, I wanted to mention something before all of the coronavirus self-quarantining happened. Last week, I went to go see the Ben Affleck movie, The Way Back.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm guessing, I have no knowledge, I have no internal knowledge of this, but I am guessing some of these movies that are out now that would have been available to stream in the summer may be streaming earlier. I wonder if the movie companies are going to make a choice and put these up on HBO or whatever deal
they
have. Oh, I
bet. They just dropped Frozen 2 weeks early.
Yeah. So The Way Back is in the movie theaters right now. I just have to say, it is one of Ben Affleck's best performances ever.
Is it? Is it good?
Oh, yeah. It's really, really good. And just thumbnail sketch of it, it's about a guy who is an alcoholic, and his world is sort of crumbling around him, and he's asked to coach his former high school basketball team. Sounds like it would just be riddled with cliches, honestly.
Yeah.
They avoid that. And so there are some, but for the most part, it's just a really, really well-written script. But beyond that, I think most of us, even whether we want to or not, have been exposed to Ben Affleck in real life and his problems with alcoholism. So there are moments in this movie where it is not the character, clearly.
Yeah.
It's Ben Affleck trying to reconcile. And I'll just say this because that's how powerful the performance is. You feel like you really are living the struggle with him, which I think for anybody who has been surrounded by an alcoholic or who deals with alcoholism themselves, it's pretty powerful and it's pretty uplifting. It's a great, great movie. So if you get a chance to see it, it's well worth it.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's good to know. Okay, yeah, I'm going to go a totally different direction with what
good.
I watched.
Good. Bring us up.
Marjorie, I legit binged Love is Blind on Netflix.
What is Love is
Blind? This is because of our radio friends, Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, and Don McLean on the Jason and Alexis show on My Talk 107.1. So, you know, I talk to them every morning during my dirt alerts. And they, of course, have the time slot that you and your husband held the throne at My Talk for, you know, a decade. So they said to me the other day, Elizabeth, have you watched Love is Blind? And I said, no, I haven't. And they were horrified. And they said, you have to watch Love is Blind. And then my sister texted me in all caps, you have to watch it. So Love is Blind is this show on Netflix. It is loosely hosted by Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
Okay.
Loosely. They're barely in it.
Right.
But basically the premise is they take all of these young people and they put them in these pods. And in the pods, they are unable to see the person that they are going on a date with.
Uh-huh.
And so they rotate through these dates, having conversations with members of the opposite sex. Everybody's heterosexual. Everyone's heterosexual and pretty. That's the one thing about it that's
right.
a little bit like,
right.
okay, I don't know how love can be blind if all you're looking at are pretty people, but whatever. And then they have to decide before they get to see each other if they would like to propose. And so several
propose
people,
marriage?
Yes, Marjorie, this is reality TV. Several people propose marriage without ever having seen their fiance. Now, I'm not going to give too much away, but then they end up, if they propose and the other person says yes, they get to go on vacation to Mexico together.
Right.
Then they get to live together while they prepare for their wedding, which is in only a matter of weeks.
Oh.
And then you find out if any of these couples actually say, I do, when they get up in front of their friends and family at the weddings. They call it the experiment. And I say that you should watch it only because it is fascinating. And it's fascinating to see how people react in certain situations and what their reactions are and right. then what they reveal about themselves and what it is like to actually get to know a person without ever seeing them and then try to do the opposite of what we normally do, which is physical attraction first, emotional attraction second, right?
Right.
In this case, it's emotional attraction first, then physical attraction. And does it work? It's seriously so fun to watch. You and Ian need to watch this together. You need to FaceTime each other
right.
and then stream it and just have discussions while it's going on.
It sounds like it.
Yes, it sounds terrible.
It does
bad,
sound terrible.
Weird.
It sounds terrible. But as it, but if you think about it, as they always, we've talked, you know, you and I have interviewed so many people, so many experts over the years that physical attraction wanes in the sense
yes.
that all of those things that sort of get you to be attracted to somebody, those fade. And it's the emotional attraction that will sustain a marriage. So from a standpoint that these marriages could actually work, I kind of get that. But, oh, that's interesting. How
Watch
many
it.
Episodes are there?
There's 11.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay.
And it's kind of like slow moving. It's
right.
not as fast and edited as new reality shows. So
oh,
it
I like
feels
that,
a little bit more docuseries-esque.
Right.
But at the same time, there's definitely some drunken drama going on.
Oh, God.
It is
drinking.
Totally worth a watch. Love is Blind. You can stream it on Netflix. That's what I've just watched. And I've been thinking about it nonstop. It's very fun.
Oh,
okay. What's
great.
Next for you? Are you reading
okay.
anything?
So reading. Okay. I have a little bit of a story to this one. So I'm reading, and I put that in quotes, Letters from Thailand. It's a book that my son Campbell recommended. It's by a woman named, or it's translated by a woman named Susan Kempner. I'm only two chapters in, and here's why. So Campbell is a big reader, and we will trade recommendations back and forth. And he recommended this book to me, and it really meant something to him. He kept saying, Mom, I want you to read this. And it's kind of dense. And I started the first page, and it didn't grab me right away. So I sort of put it down. And then 2 months later, I came back. He's like, have you read it yet? And it's a point of guilt for me, because when your son's coming to you and saying, read this book, you ought to read the damn book. And so, but I was so busy at work, so busy and so tired. And I was being lazy because it was just easier to watch something than it was to read. And so finally, a little bit before he left town, he's like, you know what? I'm going to read the first chapter to you just to get you into it. I know
okay,
you're
that's
tired.
That's very cute.
I know. Isn't that sweet? So I would get in bed and he would sit next to me and he would read to me.
Oh my gosh, Marjorie. This is going to be you when you're 100 and you're on your deathbed.
I know. I'm so excited about that possibility. But it was really, you know what's so funny is you forget how lovely it is to be read to. It was just, it was such a sweet, sweet thing.
For
and
sure.
Then it got me into the book. And so now I've decided during the self-quarantine period, I'm going to finish this book because it is a connection to my son Campbell that he very much wanted me to read this, so much so that he read me the first chapter. But it also made me think, as we think about our elderly parents, or if you know somebody who's older, but you wouldn't necessarily have something, 30 minutes of conversation with them. You could always call somebody and read to them. And that sounds weird. And I'm not sure I could actually do it. So it's weird to recommend it. But I will tell you from the other end of it, being read to was lovely. So I leave that. So I am reading Letters from Thailand. It was on my
That's
son's
really sweet. And the book I'm seeing, the book is about this young man's letters to his mother in China.
Yes. Yes, which is why I think he wanted me to read it.
Oh, so I think that's so cute.
It's very sweet. It's very sweet. So that's what I'm reading.
That's very good. Okay, I just downloaded Untamed by Glennon Doyle so that I can listen. I'm going to listen to her read it on Audible. Yeah, Untamed by Glennon Doyle. Are you familiar with Glennon Doyle?
I am not at all.
So she is very well known. She started with this sort of, I hate to say mommy blog because that's not really what it was, called Momastery, where she was really open and honest about her struggles with anxiety and addiction as a mother.
Hmm.
And Glennon has written several books, and she talked a lot about her marriage. Her marriage eventually dissolved, and then she ended up marrying former pro soccer star Abby Wambach, who is like a rock
Whoa.
Star.
I actually saw them in an interview. Reese Witherspoon
yeah.
did an interview with them. I
yes.
know just who you're talking about now.
Glennon
oh,
is amazing.
Wonderful.
Yes. And Glennon has been on Twin Cities Live a couple of times. First book was Carry On Warrior. And that was one of our early Twin Cities Live book club picks. And so we had her in studio. She's fabulous. And she has gone on to become just an overwhelmingly wise and activist. She has a nonprofit called Together Rising. But this is her latest memoir, and it's called Untamed. And essentially what she's talking about is that the world doesn't need any more selfless women, that we need women who are full of themselves, and that we need to stop internalizing what the world tells us that we need to be as a woman. And we need to just be who we are and then not care about the rest. Right. You know, it's a really fascinating thing. And so I'm really excited to get into it because I love her. And so it's just downloaded. It's going to hit. I'm going to hit play on it today as I'm cruising around doing some laundry and get a listen to it. So Untamed, Glennon Doyle. She's outstanding. So I would recommend that one.
I love that recommendation because I actually saw Reese Witherspoon does, I can't remember the name of the series. She does a little series where she just goes around and interviews extraordinary women.
Yeah.
And Glennon Doyle was one of them.
Glennon and Abby. She talked to both of them.
She talked to both of them. And it's a really great interview. I'm gonna listen to that on Audible, too. I have to clean my second floor. I did the first floor over the weekend. I've got to do the second floor. So I'm going to listen to that. Oh, that's a great rec. Thank you for
that. It's good. It's good. And then for listening, I'll give you my really quick one, mm-hmm. which is the song The Man by Taylor Swift.
Don't know it.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a great song. And I just was reminded of it because my daughter is obsessed with the latest Taylor Swift album. And the song The Man, my daughter, my five-year-old, sings along to.
Okay.
And it's essentially, the lyrics are about, she says, I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man.
Oh.
And so it's all about this sort of difference between if I was a man in this world, what would I be, the traits that I have of being strong and not caring what other people think and taking control of my own dating life, that those things would be considered positive qualities if I was a man. But as a woman, this is how I'm looked at. And when I hear my little one just singing, if I was a man, I just like,
oh,
think,
that's so cute.
Girl power, and this is my five-year-old, and you're going to grow up and you are going to get there just as fast as if you were a man. And it's just a fun anthem to listen to. Now, I will say she does use the B word in it, so you might want to do the censored version, which I realized I didn't have. And then I was like, well, whoops.
Well, and because I've had a private audience with Bernie and Franklin singing to their favorite songs, is that to me is 100% pure joy.
If you ever see Bernie and Frankie, ask them to sing Girl Is On Fire by Alicia Keys, and they will give you a choral performance that you will never forget.
The choral performance, which I received sitting in your car in the back seat in between the two of them as they were. It is hands down. Like we talked about my deathbed already. On my deathbed or when I'm an old woman, that will rank as one of my favorite memories of all time is Franklin's screaming, fire! Oh my gosh.
These are my children.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. I'm listening to right now. I just downloaded Norah Jones, Feels Like Home.
Great.
Do you know that? Do you know that album?
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
2004.
Yeah, that was right after college.
Yeah, I think it's a good time to look back at the music that makes you feel good. And so I downloaded that. I have the CD, but I just downloaded it anyway so I can play it on my phone. But that's what I'm listening to right now.
All right, we got lots of time on our hands with
lots
the quarantining going on. So use it as an opportunity. And if you don't binge watch Love is Blind by the next time we talk, we're going to have a problem, Marjorie. So get on it.
I'll get on it. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write a review at Apple Podcasts. So we have a very sweet, simple one from Music409. She writes, source of joy. Can't help but be joyful when listening to the two of you. One of my favorite podcasts. Well,
thank you
very much.
Boy, that is a glorious compliment. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best to the Nest, or go to besttothenest.com. There you can sign up to receive our newsletter. And remember, we're the podcast that brings you home.